from, might we call his hymn to love. And he reminds the Corinthian community that they had gotten kind of very, very interested in the very extraordinary spiritual gifts. But he wanted to, he begins by saying, you know, strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts. But then he also redirects them to the most important thing, and that is love. Since faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Because love endures. When we get to heaven, we will no longer need faith because we will see God. We no longer need hope because our hope has been fulfilled. We will always have love, and God is love. So he goes through this hymn of love by saying that love is patient, and love is kind, it's not jealous, not pompous, not inflated, not rude, does not seek its own interests, it's not quick-tempered, it does not brood over injury, it does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. These are great qualities of love that all of us, particularly us as Christians, should have. Our Holy Father Pope Francis, in his document Amoris Laetitiae, goes through each of these characteristics in detail. Well, if we did that, we would be here all morning. But maybe just to pick out one, the very first, that love is patient. He says, when love is patient, St. Paul says elsewhere, refers to it in terms of endurance, and enduring all things. But he says here that patience is referring to God who is slow to anger. He's slow to anger. He reminds us that one of the qualities of love that we should have as Christians is that we do not act on impulse, and we certainly try to avoid giving offense. We find this quality of God's love in the Old Covenant, where he calls us to imitate him within his life. And St. Paul, he uses the same text from the Book of Wisdom, where he extols God's restraint as leaving open the possibility to repentance. Yet he insists on the Lord's power as revealed in his act of mercy. So he says God's patience, shown in his mercy towards sinners, is a sign of real power. And I think we see that patience displayed in the gospel today. God's patience, where he sort of marks this generation as those who, if you sing them a joyful song to dance, they won't dance. If you sing them a sad song, the sad songs say so much that they won't cry. So John the Baptist came, and he in this great act of repentance, and was fasting and so on and so forth, and people thought he was crazy. Jesus comes and he drinks wine and eats food and has friendships with sinners, and they think he's a glutton, a drunkard, and a friend of tax collector, he's impure. And so it's like none of these things seem to be able to shake people up. But the patience that God has, even if that's not true, God still works in our lives and the lives of others to try to bring them to repentance. He's always so, so patient with us. Brings us back really to the gospel this past Sunday, where the sinner who the one who owed a great debt comes before the master and says, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full." Of course, God in his patience and in his great mercies relieve the debt of this servant. But then we know the servant goes out and he's impatient, very impatient, with his fellow servant. He starts to choke him and say, "Give me back what you owe me." And then the servant says to him again, "Be patient with me and I will pay you back." But no, he was impatient. He didn't show love to his neighbor, to the love that he had received himself in mercy. And so he has to pay back the whole debt. So we see we recognize God's patience in our own life. Sometimes maybe we think God is too patient. He needs to kind of rock our boat a little bit more. But nonetheless, God is patient, and that patience is directed towards our salvation. God always giving us a chance to turn back to him. And so that same patience should then be bestowed upon our neighbor. Maybe we have too many expectations of people that we think that they should change immediately. Or they think we just get kind of irritated with people. But we have to remember too, like I think it was the Imitation of Christ says, we sometimes forget that people get irritated with us, you know, that we're not necessarily the easiest people to live with. And so if we keep that in mind, that it can help us to be patient with others. May God's patience, which is an aspect of quality of his love, also characterize our love for one another. May we be patient with others as the Lord is patient with us.